Hey, I'm Zale, host of Preconceived, a podcast that challenges the preconceptions that shape how we view the world. Preconceived examines both our approach to major life choices, but also our perspectives on issues to which we may have been overly conditioned towards certain opinions. Each episode features a different topic, with experts, researchers, and luminaries in their respective fields. We think you will especially enjoy recent episodes on polyamory, regretting parenthood, dopamine nation, and myths of the beauty industry. Find Preconceived wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, baby.
Hello, my love.
Ready to talk about some sex? Great. Wonderful.
So
you're the way you're set up here. People can't see, you know. But we've been doing this recording with each other from different parts of the world for months and months now.
Except for that one brief and lovely window in January in Los Angeles, which was so fun.
Yes, there was that little time that I came and saw you in LA. But aside from that, we do this. We're using this like program called Squadcast, and we've got our like cameras so we can see each other while we record. But you just had your camera set up there just a moment ago, like every dad who uses FaceTime, like angle from crotch up to like double chin, and far too close to camera.
That wasn't me.
That was you. You were just doing that.
I'll tell you why. Because I smashed my computer, and so I can only see the left half of my screen. So I have to take the Chrome window and shift it all the way to the left so I can see you. Otherwise, I'm just looking at myself.
www.patreon.com/turnmeon. We need a new laptop.
Oh, God.
Fuck's sake.
Thank you to... That's a great segue. Thanks, Jeremy. I would like to thank our most recent patrons for signing up on Patreon.
Oh, okay. All right. Get that out of the way right off the bat.
I don't want to squeeze it in at the end. So this week, I'd really like to thank Christina, Madison, Carly, Joanna, Corey, Jordan, Ruby, Jamie, Jill, Jacqueline, Susan, Cheryl, and David, and Andrea, and Jess.
Lady Luck!
Let me call you. So thanks, thanks, friends.
Fun. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for that. Thanks for inspiring Bridey to chuck in that little Showtime ditty.
And I'd like to say, I won't say exactly what name goes with exactly this address, but one of our patrons, Jeremy, lives on a street we used to live on in Halifax. Remember?
Whoa, dude. Don't be dropping our patrons' addresses.
You're never going to be able to guess which one of those people.
Court is two houses.
It's like, not.
It's a court. There's no houses in there.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I have to go bleep out court now.
Okay. And you said it too, so bleep you out too.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
You said it twice.
All right. Anyway, what do you got today? I'm all out of sorts. I just woke up. All right. It's early.
Mm-hmm.
It's not early.
You had a late night.
But yeah, I was up very, very late.
Mm-hmm.
And now my eyes are full of sleepy dust. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So fill me up and in. Fill me in.
I just wanted to tell you. See, my show tune energy is contagious, Jeremy.
I know.
Okay. So
wait, why are you saying that? Because
you're starting to get silly. You're starting to get silly.
I've been
over
silly
there.
All day, all morning this morning.
Oh,
we tried to do this yesterday. We tried to record yesterday.
Not silly.
No, I was very, very and not in good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, I think I'm struggling a little bit with depression. I don't say that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little bit depressed. And so I was having a really down day yesterday,
mm-hmm.
but I had sex last night. That's why I'm feeling a little more silly.
Sex.
Yeah, because I think I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Well,
so, anyway.
You know what? I wasn't silly yesterday either. I was really, and it was so funny to like log on and get ready to record and just see your glum face over there and me also feeling glum. And I was like,
and God knows I'm a cloud.
There's not going to be any spark happening here.
No.
So, but today I'm also feeling more silly, I think also because of sexual release, but I just had a really enjoyable moment this morning that I wanted to share with you. So I got up early, really early. Todd got up early. He went off to work. I got up early and I made a list of work that I had to do. And then I had a little puff. And then I was like, you know what? I haven't been exercising. I haven't been doing any yoga. I haven't been running. I've been drinking lots of water and I've been getting some body work done. I got a massage. I'm taking care of myself in other ways, but I was like, I really need to just kind of get my blood moving. I need those happy endorphins that I get when I run, but I want it without running. So I was like, maybe I'll take this moment while I have the place to myself to just go. It's kind of early. It's not usually my time of day, but just go and have a session. Have a masturbation session.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, are we beating around the bush here about what kind of session are you talking
about? Well, it's funny. My mom's just in the other room, so I'm just trying to also be respectful.
Yeah, right.
With my storytelling.
I started fingering myself.
Oh, by the way, she says hi.
Hello, hi.
And so I was like, all right, what am I going to, like, what kind of devices am I going to use here? Am I going to get my vibrator? No, I'm not going to get my vibrator. Am I going to listen to some audio porn? Oh, maybe. And then I remembered that I had talked about Girl on the Net's audio porn a few episodes back. So I popped one of hers on called I Want to Fuck the Band. And like 2 minutes in, I was like, this is not where I'm at right now.
In your life, you mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you're listening and you're going, no, this was me at 22.
Yeah.
I'm now far older.
No.
I ain't no fucking groupie.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still love watching men play guitar.
Rockers rock out.
Yeah.
You do have that love for rock.
I do. Anyway, so so it wasn't.
Cock rock.
Okay. Somehow I can handle that word right now.
Yeah.
In this context. Okay, but anyhow, so where was I? I got all
so that so cock rocker wasn't gonna do it for
it
you. And you were like, I need something else.
So I turned it off and I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? That book that I talked about last week, the ecstasy. I can't remember what I called it.
It was something about like living an ecstatic life, or finding ecstasy in everything, or something
in the everyday. Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever that book is, I haven't continued, but I will pick it up again because I was like, oh yeah, maybe I should like Google like a guided tantric masturbation, kind of like what Eva Clay does, right?
Interesting. Okay.
See if I could find that. So I Google it. and nothing shows up. And then I go to YouTube and I YouTube it, and I get this 15-minute video. And I was like, this is not what I'm looking for, I don't think. But it had a bunch of views. And I was like, yeah, I'll watch this. It's like, I don't think I'm going to like masturbate to this, but I am curious about what this little chat may be. And I was instantly drawn in. I was instantly okay. drawn into this video, and I'm not going to tell you the name of it, and I'll tell you why.
Wait, you're not going to reveal it? Wait, is this like some sort of, you don't want to ruin your secret spot?
No.
Locals only.
No. I accidentally, okay. No, it's because I actually, two reasons. One, I can't find the name of the video, but two, just wait, I'm not there yet. Okay.
Are you trying to, what are you doing? You're just trying to navigate your screen right now?
Oh, hang on one second.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm going to go. Wait.
So, Bridie's just type
don't,
it away. Type it
you
away.
Don't. It's not. The minute I'm quiet is not an invitation for you to fill the space with talking. Okay. So.
Dead air is not good on podcasts. We're in the business of radio.
They're with us. They're with us. Okay, folks?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So, basically, it was a video. It's just one woman. Against a satin wavy moving background, right?
Okay.
And the woman
is definitely giving me some lemon party vibes or something. Like,
I don't know
like,
what that
this
means.
This is gonna immediately turn into two girls, one cup. And
can you just let me tell the story?
Okay.
Would you like
to
continue?
Fine, go.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I won't express to you where my mind's going when you're
Yeah, because you're going to land on it and then it's going to fucking ruin my story.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, she's got this off the shoulder red dress. You're really only seeing from like the very tops of her shoulders. So you can see her collarbones.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this very warm, she's got like brown hair, brown eyes, red lipstick, you know, like she's got this like
sensual.
Yeah. She's got this thing going on but she's not really, she's actually really approachable. So I start watching it and it's about, she's talking about masturbation. And, okay. So the video is called A Spiritual Perspective on Masturbating. But before you go hit that and watch it, I'm going to just tell you my experience. So she makes some really great points about like the benefits of masturbation and like a different way of like considering masturbation and why we might get disconnected from masturbation sometimes. And and then she's like, well, then we can also talk about the dark side. And then she goes on and she starts talking about like addiction to masturbation. You know, I don't know how old the video is, but she's talking about like addiction to porn. But basically she talks about how masturbation can be a way of avoiding intimacy or avoiding like, you know, other things you don't want to deal with in your life. And so she makes some really great points. I'm like, this was a great video. I'm going to find out more about this person because I'd like to recommend this video. So I Google her.
Uh-oh. She's in jail.
Let me tell you. Let me read you a little bit about this woman. Okay. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, I'm still not sure. Like, I still really got something from this video.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay, ready?
Was she into eugenics or something? What's going on? This is going somewhere crazy.
Her name is Teal Swan. Teal.
Oh
Mary?
My god.
I know.
No!
I know. Okay.
Oh, I know who this is.
Okay, good. I'm so glad.
You know who this, we know someone who has been very close to this woman.
Right.
Like has been to her retreats and
uh-huh.
You know uh-huh. what? I'm gonna leave that at that. We can talk about that off
yeah.
the mix. Yeah.
Yeah. So
oh my
I
God.
Know. I know, but I'm like,
so,
what
okay,
do
wait,
I do
wait, wait.
About this?
So hold on, Bride. Hold on. There's listeners for sure listening going, I don't know who the fuck
okay.
what the fuck's going
let
on.
Let me read you a little bit about so she basically she's written a couple books. She has a YouTube channel and she has like at least a half a million over maybe 750,000 followers on YouTube. She's a public speaker and basically she does these videos and speaks about all kinds of different things, about obviously masturbation and spirituality and all kinds mm-hmm. of sexual health stuff, and also stuff about depression and like suicidal thoughts. And it's kind of an interesting mix of things that she speaks about. But she gets, obviously, you know, she's claimed to have like some clairvoyant abilities, and and she's claimed to be from the different planet, and she's right. claimed to be a reincarnation of, you know, another of a guru. And victim, and she, and some of her like history of childhood abuse is like unbelievable. You can almost like follow. You can almost like follow the trajectory of if all of these things are factual, of like how she's arrived at becoming someone that is like considered to be the female cult leader. It's unbelievable stuff.
I'm not going to speak to any of Teal Swan because I don't know who they are, and I haven't done. I like it's been a while, but there was a while back, like a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. where I went on a deep, deep, deep rabbit hole mm-hmm. on this person,
mm-hmm.
and around that same time, I was also listening to a really long series podcast about a specific cult. And I was like, I was very much like going, like red flags were going mm-hmm. way off of where I was going. Oh my God, this is a cult. This is a emerging cult. Like this is an emerging cult leader. And like had a whole fucking thing. But also, you know, there's, I feel bad. If there's anyone listening to our podcast who's like, really subscribes to Teal Swan, I'm not, you know, I'm not naysaying any mm-hmm. of that. But also, she's an interesting human. We'll put it that way.
Well, it just goes to show, like, I don't know what it goes to show, but this video existed, and I was like, I would share this with people. And then I go and I'm like, okay, I got to consider the source. And I honestly, this was just this morning, so my research on it is fairly limited as well. But everything I was just saying there about her, I was directly from her Wikipedia page. So it does mm-hmm. it does require for sure more information. But what do you for think sure. about like there's like some really helpful perspectives in this video, and obviously other people have felt that about other things that she said. And honestly, like I couldn't, besides the alien, the alien thing and the reincarnation thing, like there are just other things I'm like, I could kind of see why like how people could be like, yes, this makes sense to me. I understand this. I actually trust this information. It feels really right to me. I guess that's just an individual thing in terms of our personal boundaries and where, like, can you separate a message from the context?
I'm going to make, again, and I'm saying this without having done a ton of like research into Teal Swan and what her whole thing is.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that the word cult is not, like, if you Google that name yeah. and the word cult,
yeah.
You'll get a lot of articles that specifically deal with the word cult and
Teal Swan.
The name Teal Swan. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Cults are not good. Cults rarely end up being a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that. We've seen examples of that a thousand times over, you know, and like really big examples of that. On the extreme side of things, like, you know, Jim Jones, you know, the Branch Davidian, like, you know, so yeah. which oftentimes those things end very tragically and, you know, in very bizarre and horrific ways. So cults, not the greatest thing ever.
No.
Now, you know, you're sitting here talking about parsing through the messaging that's coming from someone that you're like, hey, this is really like valuable to me, but also I see this other side of things where it's like, oh, it's kind of problematic, and that's a little fucked up. It very much, and I know that this is not the same thing. However, it does remind me of, like, you know, Roman Polanski, right? Mm-hmm. Huge, huge, huge piece of shit human. Like, a horrible human.
Mm-hmm.
But also has produced arguably, like, one of the most important horror films of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's that always ongoing debate of, like, can you separate the art from the artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will watch Rosemary's Baby and be like, yeah, man, fuck. It's really good. You know, like, it's really good. And there's like, I can't hate on this movie.
But here's
the thing. But it was made by this fuckhead.
No.
Who really is horrible.
No, it wasn't. It was made by so many other people.
Yes, totally. 100%. 100%. But yeah, sure. Exactly.
All he did.
That's one way of looking at it, for sure. Yeah. That's definitely one way of looking at it. But there's also the side. There's also the, you know, there's that side of the argument of, like, can you separate? He played a very key role in this one thing. Or, you know, I know there's a lot of people that don't fucking believe it. And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Like, don't believe
but
what?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, right.
Michael Jackson. I'm not going to sit here and say anything other than I am convinced that he did some really not nice stuff to children. But some of my favorite local DJs here in the city, like, will still spin a fucking Jackson 5 song, you know, like,
yeah,
because the music is the music is so ingrained and important in the in the world of music, like, that his music was so important.
Right.
I don't know where I sit with that. Like, I don't like listen. So I do sit here and I go, fuck Michael Jackson. And I don't need to listen to any of that shit. There's other artists out there that are better, and I'm not going to, like, support that. But I am going to sit here and go, yeah, but I can fucking handle Roman Polanski.
Right. You know?
But then I sit here and I go, fuck everything Woody Allen's done. I hate all Woody Allen movies.
You just don't, you know, like his movies.
I actually don't like his movies, which makes it even better. Yeah. You know?
It's easier to toss the baby out with the bathwater on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't even really like those movies.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like, you know.
It's a weird thing that a movie gets stamped with the director's name. Not that the director isn't an extremely skilled and important person on that set, but
I think he also wrote it.
And okay. All right. So the more involved the person is, the more likely you have to throw out that movie. You can like other Roman Polanski movies. If he's only directed them, you can like them a little bit more. But if he wrote, directed, and produced it, you can't like it as much because he had too much involvement. He sullied the water. He made it really murky.
Hold on. Whoa. Are you saying I can't? Oh, yeah, he did write it. Fuck. Are you saying I can't? But hold on. It was based off of a book. So... So hold on.
Wait, we should probably look into who that author is.
Oh God. Well, so anyway, so you talking about Teal Swan? My point is that it kind of reminds me of, and I know that. Well, I don't know, but I haven't read anything that, like, Teal Swan has, you know, like, just like horrifyingly sexually abused anyone or like has committed fucking. Anything outside of being extremely charismatic and producing what is being called a cult from a lot of people, you know, which could be problematic. I don't know. Might not necessarily. Like, do all cults have to be bad? I don't know.
I think it seems to me that they start with good intentions. I mean not
we
always.
Landmark. We did Landmark. That was a fucking cult.
Well.
And Landmark.
Does Landmark go on still to today? I'm sure it must.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the things the Wikipedia mentioned about Teal Swan was that they mention her in the Netflix series Explained. Mm. And so I went to try to find it. I assumed it was in the cults section. I started the episode. I still just really wanted to masturbate. So I was like, I don't know if this is what I want to get myself off to, but so I kind of just like split my attention and did that thing, but also tried to half absorb, do some research on cults. And then it showed an image of all the people after Jonestown on like an overhead visual I have never seen before. And it was shocking.
Pretty horrific.
It was horrific. So I don't know if there can be good cults, but
it's probably problematic for me to even say that. But
that episode does explain in a pretty cool way, like why, not even just like because we all know, like charismatic person who whatever, but like literally how they began in North America. And seeds were planted and what grew from what.
Yeah. There's also, the other thing about cults is like, if you dive into the research behind cults, like the way that these people gather followings is done and whether it's consciously done or subconsciously done, it definitely has been consciously done a number of times, but there is like a method to it that is very sinister and very, it like psychologically just like fucking mind fucking these people who are oftentimes, very desperate, very, living in dire straits, like, vulnerable, susceptible people. Like they, the chances of me joining a cult are pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But if you died, Becca died, and my mother died in the same month, and then the podcasts went under, and podcasting became illegal, and like I was, I got kicked out of the house, and then somebody opens their arms to me and sees me and says, "Hey, come join me and my."
Totally. Well,
my flock. It's friend, like, oh yeah, like bring me in.
Our friend and colleague and teacher, oh my God, I'm just completely blanked on his name. Conspirituality podcast. Matthew Remsky. He has this podcast. Mm-hmm. I have not listened to it because honestly, even when he writes things on Facebook, I'm like, I cannot understand.
Oh my God, he's so scholarly. Didn't he write a book on deprogramming, like cult deprogramming?
Well, he's
been
be
doing
a
lot of writing about like cultism within yoga, the yoga community.
Well, that's what his podcast, I think, is kind of deconstructing, Liz, is conspirituality. So like how basic, because we have to be aware, you and I, we have to be aware
what
of
is
that.
This word conspirituality? Is that like
that's
a,
the name
a
of his podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's
conspiracy,
the name of Matthew's.
Spirituality.
Got you. Okay, got you. Cool.
I have not, again, I have not listened to it, but he is a very well-respected speaker on the subject. And
he's a great teacher.
And we know that...
He's a great leader. we shall kiss his feet.
Oh,
all hail Matthew Remsky.
Well, the thing is like, you and I belonged in this yoga community. We have this like community of yoga teachers, and it's like... That can be it. You see that people who are drawn to spirituality also can seem to contain a lot of the personality traits or tendencies or values or whatever that can be easily sidetracked into conspiracy theories. And we obviously, I'm sure Moto has been called a cult before. I'm
sure,
like, sure.
Yeah. But it doesn't. I mean, that's like people just flippantly tossing the word around. It's like, oh yeah, Lululemon's a cult.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we all know that that's not.
Yeah, a cult looks different than that.
They're businesses that people are that like show loyalty to. Like that's all Moto or Moksha is. It's Well, there's no like hierarchy of like, here, this is the leader, and you know, we all gather, and you know, we have to give all of our life savings to the leader, and
yeah, well,
and he fucks us all,
friends. Like, if I could.
So wait, what is the point? I mean, we've been on this for a bit. What's mm-hmm. the point? Like, are you struggling to?
Can I recommend this video to people?
I don't think you can recommend the video to people, but I think we can put the video in our link so that people
can decide for themselves.
Yeah, sure. I guess. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's an interesting thing to be inside your mind. Yeah. Now, if I was to watch it now. And I've ruined it now for all the listeners.
Right. With all the preconceived notions. Yeah. It's like you come at it with a different lens.
I would be looking.
It tastes different.
And sometimes I feel like when, like, for example, this existed in a totally unclouded state for me when I watched it. It was, the languaging is very simple, very accessible. I mean, when I say accessible, it does talk about like, basically, one of the things she talks about with orgasm, she's like, orgasmic pleasure or orgasmic, which is like basically the energy. It generates energy, is what she says masturbation is right off the top. She's like, it generates energy that you can use to put into your life, into your creative projects, into whatever. Like, it's a way of generating energy, which is exactly what I needed to hear because I did not want to go for a run, but I wanted that energy. And sure, then as she goes on, she's talking about it, and she is like, she doesn't say, maybe she says life force, but, and she definitely says meridians and chakras, but the way that she describes it, you really feel like it seems accessible. It doesn't seem so esoteric that, you know, if you're already looking for something with the label tantric on it, you're probably expecting a certain kind of this languaging. And so I watch it and I'm like, I would share this. This feels like, you know, to me, someone who kind of unfortunately regularly loses the connection of intimacy with myself. It just gets kind of pushed to the back burner or like not prioritized. Mm. It was really helpful to like just hear in really basic languaging about a reminder of like, this is what it can do for you. It's important for your health. For these reasons, it talks about the blood flow through your body and the reduction of stress and the chemicals and et cetera. It's like, I would love to share this with people because it's a good reminder for people like me who might forget that we don't, like when I remind myself, I'm like, I should remember to have that, to go masturbate or to go for a run or whatever. It's like, I almost get off or almost benefit from just reminding myself of the benefits that I already know. I'm like, yeah, I know it will do that for me. But then to watch this video and have it covered, like 15 minutes covered, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a lesson an effective lesson.
I'm going to, all right. So having said all of that, and you asked me the question, is it wrong to be sharing this video and listening to you talk there? But also having some time to like actually think about it.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is because I'm now it's coming back to me now, the stuff that I was reading about Teal Swan and how, you know, again, like I was saying earlier, like there's these hallmarks to cults and cult leaders that lead to really awful things happening. And it happens time and time and time and time and time again. And the reason why this woman has the term cult so tightly bound to her name, her title, is because those hallmarks are coming up. I remember there was a Vice article written about Teal. And I have it here. So there's a Gizmodo did a podcast about Teal Swan, a 6-part series called The Gateway.
Yeah.
What I would say is if you're interested in Teal Swan, maybe don't go to Teal Swan. Maybe go to Gizmodo's podcast called The Gateway and listen to that and then take your take what you want from it. Because, so, you know, in this Vice article, who it was written by Sarah Berman, she's talking to the producer of this podcast, The Gateway. And she writes, Brown told Vice he was caught off guard when Teal instructed. So this is just like little kind of trigger warning here. This goes into like suicidal ideation and suicidal thoughts and suicidality. So if that's not for you, maybe just like skip ahead a little bit. Brown told Vice he was caught off guard when Teal instructed people to envision exactly how they would end their own life. This guy Brown had went down to her retreat center in Costa Rica. But the participants seemed unfazed by the exercise, already familiar with Teal's intense video style. In clips still available on YouTube, she has suggested suicide as a reset button. Feels like a relief. And that suicidal thoughts are a valid reaction to bad situations. In comments below, viewers expressed their fear and shame about wanting to go through with it. Brown found Teal's unconventional approach does not line up with suicide research. A new study on suicide contagion released this week found mention of suicide methods in media increased the chances of subsequent suicides. Quote, that's one big thing with Teal. She tells people they have to decide whether they're going to commit to life or not, unquote, he told Vice. Quote, that doesn't match how humans behave. The data says nobody is 100% committed to living or death, even in the middle of a suicide attempt. There's still part of you that wants to live. So, you know, so coming back to that idea, like, should I share this thing that really spoke to me? If this thing spoke to you, but you have like the right of mind where you can also go, also, this person seems like a fucking cult leader and I'm not going to go down that road, then like, that's, you know, that's on you and you are capable of that.
Which, but we essentially just did.
Yes. But for you to share that and go, hey, here's this video that really helped me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a listener of ours in West Virginia hears you say that and goes to this video and is like, joins, whoa, who's this lady? And then, you know, spirals into eating a bunch of other bullshit that's coming out of this woman's mouth.
Yeah.
Where, regardless of whether or not the first bullshit she heard was actually maybe true.
Yeah.
She starts getting sucked into the other bullshit, goes down to Costa Rica, and then comes home and fucking hangs herself.
So, okay.
Then it's on you, and you killed someone. Okay. So,
whoa.
So what do you think, Bride?
Well, okay.
Is it okay? No.
Okay, part two
but
then.
That's, you know, I'm that's with how you. I feel about it. Maybe it's the bad, not a good idea.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. And I'm glad we had this conversation.
Me too.
I have other questions that are of a similar line than this, but before... Okay. Maybe we won't get into that today, maybe, but this leads me to another question, which is, now I have taken some information into my mind that is helpful for me.
Yes.
And I believe that I am at least of sound enough mind to also take it with a... Take it in its understand now that it has a context that means that, okay, maybe I personally can separate the wheat from the chaff here and take something that is valuable to me and incorporate it into my personal practice and incorporate those points as well. Cause they were factual points, the science, you know, and all of those things and incorporate those into how I speak or educate about masturbation.
Yeah. And yeah,
without quoting my source, without honoring the teacher who taught me, which is how has always been we think that's very important, right? To honor our teachers. So, but then you know what? She's also not the origin of that information.
And now you have that information, you put it out into the world and you can start your own cult, right? So it's like, now you're equipped with the skills.
Bridie McLean is not the name of a cult leader.
No, it's not. But you and I have the power.
Oh, turn me on cult?
We won't call it that. We need to. We can't talk.
Turn
about
me on to
on
cults.
Microphone. Yeah, we'll talk about this off mic.
If you have a good cult name,
you're totally right. Like you are. Jeremy Saunders. Yeah, Jeremy Saunders definitely has that rings of like a, I'm going to have a complex I'm gonna build a fucking complex off grid. The city's gonna come try to shut it down. I'm gonna have tons of guns, and we're gonna go out in a blaze of glory. Jeremy mm-hmm. Saunders.
I think you should just go by Jeremy Sebastian, and then everyone would be like, we thought he was gonna be a French guy.
Jeremy Sebastian, yeah, that's right.
And I could go by Mary Catherine.
Oh my God, those are cult names if I've ever heard one. Mary Catherine and Jeremy Sebastian.
Yeah.
We'll fuck you. Like. You gotta fuck us if you're coming in the cult. You gotta fuck us.
It's a masturbation cult.
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know, yeah, you've learned something, but maybe keep the source to yourself. You know,
this episode and bleep out all of the mentions of Teal Swan's name?
Actually, yo. Also, allegedly, everything's allegedly.
Right.
I don't know this woman. Mm-hmm. No fucking idea. Just covering our asses legally. I don't know what that... Allegedly, she's a cult leader. I don't know. Yeah,
Entertainment One does not endorse this message.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. That's a really interesting thing that you brought up there, babe.
Well, good.
A really interesting topic. Turn Me On. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you want to hear my other quandary, or should we save it for another time?
No, fuck it. Let's get into it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is maybe a little... Okay. This one is quite vulnerable for me to ask because it's a little bit of a touchy one, and so I'm just gonna ask you, Jeremy, because I trust you and I wanna know your thoughts on this.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
You wanna get a divorce?
No.
I fucking knew it.
So I saw a post the other day that was relevant to the anti-racism revolution.
Yep.
And it had a list. I can't remember exactly what it said, and maybe that's going to be problematic for this question, but it said something about, it basically included like racists, homophobic people, like a bunch of a list of, you know, people basically who could like suck my dick, for example.
Sure. Yeah.
And at the bottom of that list was pedophiles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I'm totally taking a knee on, like I'm sharing other people's content, you know, but it was a friend of ours who had like shared this post, and I went, okay, is it not relevant? Is it not the moment to do this? Probably. But, because we know better, because we understand that there's a difference between someone who lives with pedophilia and someone who molests children.
Yes.
there's a technique, and if you haven't, you know, heard our conversations about that before, a child molester is probably a pedophile who has perpetrated, but the pedophilia, as we understand it right now, is mental illness isn't the right word, but it's something that happens to the brain. The way what you're born attracted to can happen to you in utero.
Right. So yeah. I'll fill in there. So February 5th. If you go back to February 5th, episode 132, Minor Attraction. We speak with Nicoletta Heidegger, who is a sexual educator, but a lot of her work stems around working with MAPS, which stands for Minor Attracted People. And we also spoke with James Cantor. I think he's been on the podcast a couple of times, but the very first time he was on the show, early days, probably like episode 40-something, he also has done a lot of work and actually devoted the majority of his scientific career into studying pedophilia. And a lot of the research that has come out through his work and through a number of his colleagues' work and the stuff that Nicoletta is actually like studying is this idea that that pedophiles, people who are minor attracted people, it's a sexual orientation. They are born that way. They are now, which doesn't necessarily mean that they agree with themselves mm-hmm. that they feel that way, right? So there is a difference. A lot of people out there don't think about it that way and don't consider that to be the case. And when they hear the word pedophile, automatically think, oh, that's an individual who fucks mm-hmm. kids mm-hmm. and ruins lives. Mm-hmm. Which could be true, but not all pedophiles are offending child molesters. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's people out there who have this sexual orientation and they're
not happy about it.
They want to seek help. They mm-hmm. want to go, I know that this is wrong. I know this is not okay. So how do I find help? And unfortunately, and this is why Nicoletta is doing the work that she does and why James Cantor has done the work that he's done,
there's very little help available.
There needs to be a resource or an option for these people to seek help without them automatically being flagged and sent to the police and fucking tossed in a prison to get, you know, raped, beaten, and murdered.
Mm-hmm. That's a really, I think that's a really pretty clear.
Yeah.
So my beef to be clear at that post and what I wanted to say is semantics. It's not semantics. But because I have this information and because we do want to destigmatize and be able to talk about these things without like big flags, red flags and fear and stuff coming up, maybe it's not the right moment to be like, totally agree with your sentiment, but you're using the wrong vocabulary, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, definitely not the time and place. But like, you know, if this is so you're right. Like, we as part of our job, I feel, you know, in conversations that we have on this podcast, or same with like Sick Boy, it's like we are advocating for a change in the way that we communicate about certain subjects like sex or like illness or death. And so a part of your job is to like stand by that and stick up for the, you know, practice what you preach. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if we hear someone, you know, if I hear someone like out there using the word retard, it's like, that's a moment to step in and go, hey, here's why that's not okay. Just in the same vein where it's like you see someone who's like, all lives matter. It's our fucking job right now to step in and go, excuse me. No, that's not correct. And here's why. Right. Mm-hmm. So
with skillful means.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As opposed to going, shut the fuck up, you racist, you know.
Yeah.
Unless they're really putting their foot down on that all lives matter thing. And yeah, maybe slap them. So in this case, it's like, yeah, they put something up and it probably should get called out, but also maybe not right now. You know, like maybe that's something that, like, that's one that you put in your piggy bank and like pull out, and especially if it's a friend. It's like, yeah, maybe pull that out when things cool off a little bit and there's you know, and like find a way to bring that conversation up. Or just like,
and I probably won't
send them an episode and be like, I just re-listened to this episode. I love myself so much. You should listen to me on this show. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like I think that we do. I think it's important to stand by what you believe in and to like correct people in those moments.
It's such a fucking, regardless of the time and place, like a weird thing to correct people on.
Yeah.
And well, I've done it to people who I have done it to like a close family friend who has personal experience. And
that's, I mean, Jesus Christ. Then you're really getting into like you need to be very mindful and respect the fact that you're probably about to say something that someone really just doesn't want to fucking hear.
Yeah.
You know, but the other thing I would say is like the number one place where it, like, to be fucking completely honest with you, I don't think that doing it via social media is valuable whatsoever. Like it's just, especially Facebook.
Facebook is over.
Oh fuck, dude. Facebook is just a fucking hot mess. It's all fighting.
When I open Facebook now, people are just fighting. And that's all it is anyway.
That's fucking Twitter. Yes, there's lots to fight about, but also like it's not constructive. It's not constructive to like get in a heated comment fight.
Actually, you know,
like I just succumbed to it this week. Like some fucking dumbass anti-vaxxer decided to comment on a Sick Boy post about vaccines. And I couldn't help but step in and go, hey, all right, listen, clown, like shut the fuck up. And that's not who's gaining there. They're like, I'm not helping him. You know, he's not, there's nothing constructive there. So not to say that it's not important to voice, to like use your voice on social media and use your platform, but also to correct someone over social media. You can't expect that to end as civilly as it might end if you were having a face-to-face conversation with that person.
This reminds me, just while we're on the subject of all this kind of more serious stuff, I listened to a podcast yesterday. Do you know the Shameless Sex podcast? Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a couple ladies, sex therapist, sex coach, and I just was intrigued by episode number 172's title, which is "Why I Sat in an 8-Hour Restorative Justice Circle with My Rapist," and it honestly it sounds like, I don't know how familiar you are with restorative justice. Or the idea behind it, or how familiar our listeners are. But for anyone who's listening who's not familiar, it's, we've got like our punitive justice, which is like sentence to prison and community service and all of that. And then my understanding is a restorative justice is more based around healing of both the perpetrator and the victim in this case. And so she was talking about how, as this like sexual violence survivor, she really needed like to ask some questions and to see that her perpetrator was not going to do this to somebody else. And she needed to hear an apology. And like, those are not things you get through punitive justice most times, but restorative justice is this, like, her perpetrator did 6 months of therapy before they sat down in a circle together. And it seems like to be able to hold the space for the grief and the anger and all the feelings and all the things you need to say, in those situations are, it sounds profoundly life-changing. And if we could like disagree, not that they're in a place of disagreement, but they're definitely in a place of conflict. If we could like sit that consciously with all of our conflict, oh man, with the right supports around, like,
yeah. I mean, and you can look at that from many different angles, but like, I mean, think about that in a relationship where you're like a significant other that mm-hmm. you're struggling with. It's like you and I have been in that place where we've been on both ends of that spectrum where like we can't sit in a room together and have a fucking conversation without blowing up.
Yeah.
Versus things are really tough and we've found the tools to like sit and be uncomfortable and have a hard conversation.
Uh-huh.
And like,
it's really helpful when there is
like
a mediator.
What works? What's going in the long run? What's going to be fruitful and beneficial for everyone involved?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the former. It's not the being incapable of actually communicating with one another just through reaction and anger.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that like that, and that's just how it works in all scenarios of any relationship, of any, you know, any disagreement. Like, we need to be able to communicate. We need to be able to find common ground. We need to be able to like actively listen, not react.
Active listening is something that has been like reoccurring, like in my rotation, sort of like around me. Every now and then I'm hearing this term, active listening, and it's so noticeable when you're not being actively listened to. Like the feeling of someone waiting to say what they have to say. Mm. I have this in conflict so much in my relationships. It's been so key for me to ask for like a pause and like breath, because it's just like, you know, when your mind is so noisy in the middle of conflict that you're not listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as soon as you're not able, like, this is what I've been trying to employ lately in my relationship conflict, which is just like, I'm actually no longer able to hear anything you're saying. My brain is completely full. My patience, like, not my patience, but like, I'm working so hard to be in this conversation right now and not lose my shit and to stay open. But I'm at my breaking point, and after this point goes by, I'm no longer rational. I'm no longer loving, and basically I've just reached the end of my capacity to be able to be with you in this moment. I need some time to breathe and move and decompress before I can come back, because right now, like, and this is another thing that I've been trying to practice saying lately too, is my heart is so closed right now. Like, if I'm in the middle of a conflict with someone and they're like saying something or asking for something from me, and I know that, like, sometimes I know I need to apologize and I can't. I'm like, I've actually said,
fuck,
like,
I know
I've
that.
Actually said that. I've actually yelled, I'm fucking sorry. And then like been met with like, well, that's obviously not authentic. And I'm like, no, it's not, but I don't feel it. And so I'm not, you know, like,
I'm
not saying it. I'm not going to say it until I feel it. But right now, like, I know I need to apologize, but I really don't fucking want to. So just give me an hour to like go for a walk until I don't hate you anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did I do?
I'm just like looking out the window, projecting my voice across the street. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess coming back to your second quandary there, or your thought, you know, hold on to that that correction.
Well, I've aired it now for all of our listeners, so yeah, I got it off my chest.
Do you think this person will hear this and go, "Oh, that's me"?
No, I don't think so. No, but
there's definitely somebody out there listening to this that put out that same meme, and mm-hmm. they're like, "Oh, fuck, that was me."
And you know what? There's probably, and if it's you, if listening, who is like, I really don't agree with you, and I don't care about the difference between those two terms, then that's okay too.
That's okay. Yeah. You're wrong. That's okay.
Very skillful, Jeremy.
Yeah. You think all lives matter? That's okay. You're wrong. Yeah. But sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Those are your believies.
Karen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun, babe.
Speaking of Karen, do you have any just the tips?
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched Little Fires Everywhere yet, fucking go take a day off, watch episodes one through however many there are. And it's one season. It exists in its own little, just, it's so good. The writing is so good. The acting is so good. Most of us, I think, were probably raised in the 90s. A lot of us were raised in the 90s and it looked a lot like, you know, the dynamics between mother and daughter specifically in the show. But I think there's something in it for everyone. They talk about race. They talk about sexuality. They talk about like really intense family dynamics. And I just, I really highly recommend it.
All right. I like that.
I haven't read the book yet.
You told me to watch it. I haven't yet, but I will check it out. My just the tips is, actually don't have one. Let's say my just the tips is to follow Alex Duquette Tattoos on Instagram. He is a tattoo artist in Halifax who has done many of my tattoos, and I like looking at my tattoos every time I look at them. And when I do look at them, I think, wow, Alex is a great tattoo artist and a great guy. And so if you're into traditional tattoo work and you like just looking at it because it's pretty, you can follow Alex Duquette Tattoos, Duquette. He tattoos out of Lyle Street Tattooing here in Halifax. And also he has a clothing line called Take to the Grave. So if you're really into like traditional, American traditional tattoo work, this will be right up your alley. So there, how about that?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, baby, for a great chat this morning.
This was really nice. Folks, listen, it's been a weird couple of months with Bridie's dad passing away, with COVID just ravaging the nation, with Black Lives Matter stepping up and taking the spotlight, which it rightfully should and continue to do. We've been, you know, I feel like we've been a little off in terms of our regular scheduled programming. Like, you know, it's like these little interruptions where we just need to take a break. So we're getting back into it, getting back into the swing of things, feeling good. Wasn't planning on having this just a host episode this week. We were literally about to throw to a conversation that I think we will just do next week because we're already an hour into this conversation. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We love you all. Again, to all of our patrons, thank you. We really wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for your continued support. And we're coming up to that time of the year where we look back at our Patreon and I think we're going to be revamping that quite soon. So keep your eyes peeled on what that looks like and what that might mean in terms of building a cult, because we might get on Discord and start our cult following on Discord. So if you're not familiar with Discord, you and your patron, you probably will be soon.
Yeah, and if you are a longtime listener and you've been, you know, considering becoming a patron, or if you're a new time listener and you're considering being a patron and there's like really specific things you desire, we'd love to hear your thoughts. I mean, we'll entertain all of your ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, we're bound by legal, there's a certain amount of nudity we can't broadcast.
On Patreon, at least.
Oh, on Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, elsewhere, fuck.
But let us know what you want. Tell us what you want.
All right, well, thanks, baby. This was really fun. thanks, listeners. This was really fun, and we'll be back next week. Do we have a sign off? How do we usually end the show? I feel like we haven't recorded in
Ever. You know, you probably already follow us on Instagram. You probably already have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to our podcast. And because you're so awesome and you've already done that, I think we can just say that's it for this week.
Until next week.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.